morning. Continuing on and doing what I do here in my radio hut. Running my mouth. I serve up word salad every day. I do a put out a big radio bowl and then just mix it up.
That's absolutely what I,
isn't that a great way to put it?
And just before we got on, it was kind of a tongue twister. We were kind of trying to put together a logo for a T-shirt, and it was
that is true. I'm going to get that done too. We'll get to that a little further on down the road. Terry Anderson in from CHI St. Francis. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You brought Brooke with you. We're going to talk to Brooke in a minute here. What's going on? What's happening?
You know, first of all, I want to shout out to the community members that showed up to our open house. It was it's EMS week, and they do such a fantastic job. And it was just great to be able to offer the community a little bit of lunch and just visit and hear the stories of what our great heroes in that ambulance squad have done.
So, and you got a lot of them.
Got a lot of them. It was amazing. Yeah.
That is so great to hear.
And then with me, I have Brooke Hout, who is our new physical therapist, who's going to bring a lot of service lines to our facility, and she was delighted to join our show this morning.
So fantastic.
Here we go.
Brooke, step on up. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Well, tell me a little bit about what Brooke does in the course of a day. What is a normal day like for you?
Yeah, well, the last 5 days have been definitely different than my normal.
How's that?
I used to treat just like strictly outpatient. Now I'm doing the hospital, so inpatient. Skilled nursing over there at CHI, and then we still have, you know, outpatient. So
right. We're
trying to work on growing that outpatient services now. Because I do pelvic floor therapy specifically for women. So working on that like urinary incontinence, pelvic pain. I work with pregnancy and postpartum, that kind of stuff. And then I also see pediatrics. That's another big thing that I'm doing. And then I recently just Big Stone helped me out, and I got dry needling certified. So now we're offering that. So it's a lot more things joining the team.
Brooke, tell me about the dry needling thing.
Yeah.
That is so interesting to me and so fascinating. What is this all about?
Yeah, so it's in a sense similar to acupuncture. I'm going to say that lightly. So we use the same kind of needle. So it's called a dry needle because you can't use it to like inject anything, right? So it's a very thin filament needle, and we insert it into what we consider trigger points in your muscle. And what we want to get is like a reaction out of that muscle, okay? To like loosen the tissue, to excite the tissue, kind of use it to stimulate that muscle sometimes. It can be used for tons of different things. So I'm dry needling, functional dry needling level 1 certified.
How long did it take you to learn that? Because that's a big umbrella that you're working under here.
It is. So I went to a weekend class, but previous to that, it's like, you know, probably about 20 some hours of like online education and videos. And then you go to a weekend 2-day intensive course, and then you kind of just, you spend 8 hours that whole day going through every region, and you dry needle your partner dry needles you. So I know exactly what it feels like. I've been in your shoes. And
yeah.
We kind of go back and forth. We practice using e-stim with it. You can attach e-stim to the needles, and you'll see them kind of twitch back and forth. But yeah, it was just kind of like a weekend class after all of the online stuff.
Well, dry needling, and that just kind of dovetails into everything else that you do.
Yeah, yeah. You can use dry needling for pelvic floor, especially for pelvic floor pain. That's something that we've talked about kind of furthering my dry needling education here, like in the next couple of years. You have to have so many hours of dry needling at your level to like complete the next session. So that's something that we're going to look at with Big Stone. They offer amazing continuing ed, so I get to do a lot of things. And then, yeah, with pelvic floor, it's super, super helpful for relaxing and stuff like that. But yeah.
I can tell you love your job. Just the enthusiasm and the passion that you have for this.
Yeah. And then we have, so next week we're going to have our OT and our speech who are going to help with peds. So we're trying to get this peds thing rolling here. We're ready. We are ready to take referrals. You send them all our way if you can. Yeah.
Tell me how much you love the bigger picture of that peds thing, because I get excited and I don't even work there. But every time Terry talks about it.
I brought it up and they have made it a reality.
Right.
I was like, can we get some kiddos in here? That's like, it's been my pride and joy since I started PT school. I mean, I've been out now 2 years, so about 5 years ago when I started PT school, I knew I wanted to see kids. Like, I knew I wanted to do peds. I knew realistically in our area doing peds full-time wasn't a realistic option. So I love doing everything. I love seeing everything. I love doing everything. I love the variety of my job. I don't like sitting down.
Right. So
like
you like to keep it on the move, right?
Yeah, and kids keep you on the move. They do.
Without a doubt.
Crawling on the floor all the time. But yeah, our gym is coming together beautifully. We're waiting on a little bit of approval for a huge gym that we might get. But otherwise, we've got equipment. We're ready.
Boy,
ready to go.
Pediatrics, and that is a field that just seems to be blowing up and expanding constantly.
Yeah, I mean,
is that accurate?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, we see. So I do like a lot of torticollis, gross motor development delays. I've seen kids with CP, so that's cerebral palsy. I've seen kids with Down syndrome. I mean, I've seen the whole spectrum of kiddos. I mean, things that we don't even. There's kids that come in at times, and we just really don't even know what's going on, but. Gotta get them walking. Gotta get them moving. So
why pediatrics? I mean, what really was the hook for you that said?
Well,
this is
I get
what
to
I
play
want.
Games all day long.
Right? Is that not nice? Yeah, I get to come in here and talk all day.
I get to play
too.
All day long. That's right. So much fun. What isn't fun about playing with kids all day long?
You get to relive your childhood every minute,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
But now you've got the knowledge that goes along with how to make them healthy.
Yeah, for sure.
You know. Boy, what a great thing to have come to life.
Yeah.
And promise me you'll come back and we'll talk more about this.
Yeah, we can talk about whatever you want.
love the energy with you. Thank you
Thank you very much,
Brooke. Terry, step back up. You got a blue chipper there.
I know.
Holy smoke.
I know.
You got a lot of them out there.
Skies have opened up and they're pouring in and we can just share it with the community.
There's no cap with you
on
this thing with since you've come into this position out there. There is just no cap. I mean, the sky's the limit.
Just keep growing. Whatever the community needs, we want to meet their needs.
So what do you think of this PEDS thing? I mean, you honestly, between you and me as friends, what is your thought?
I think it's absolutely fantastic, you know, and it's great to see the team just embrace it and want to make it the best it can be. And it's going to be great to see kiddos running up and down that hallway and, you know, or maybe not walking in at first, but then running out the door when it's over. You know, just the story, just the what it does for quality of life.
Terry, was that another situation that you or your staff or somebody saw and said, there is a need here that needs to be addressed?
You know, unfortunately, Bill, I can't take all the credit for that.
No. That's why I threw your staff in there.
Really honest. You know, I do believe God opens your doors, and as that all unfolds, you know, like, yep, we needed therapy services. You know, Big Stone was on the pallet, brought Big Stone in, and then in that department, you know, they got the blessing. Brooke came in, and Brooke's like, hey, this is what we need. And that's how things are evolving. I think the universe is just giving it back, and it's giving employees that come to Common Spirit, that or CHI, even to the Common Spirit family, opportunities to grow. You know, you can't say stagnant.
No,
you know,
not
have
at all.
To, if you have a love and that's what you want to do, Unje has got a list of stuff she wants to do. I mean, we're talking pulmonary. We're talking more education and balance classes. And with this grant that we've applied for the $1.4 million, that'll complement. What I really appreciate is the drive and the want and the want. And I don't want to be the one that stands between that want that either the community or the employees want, and I'm the one that stops that.
I don't think that's in your code.
No,
I don't think
so
that could ever happen.
So I can't take the credit for that. You know, they plant the seed. They have a vision just behind it. They got clarity to that. And they deliver. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Terry, who are you bringing me next week?
I don't know.
All right.
I have
well,
no
dig
idea.
Around. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
you always bring me great guests.
Yeah. We have a new VP or a DON starting on long term care. Her name is Anna Christensen. And she's got a wealth of information. And she's built some programs, you know, in the infection control arena. So master's degree prepared. So. We're going to see.
Sounds like she
stuff.
Could have some good information for us.
Absolutely.
All right,
so,
we'll twist her arm.
So I'm hoping maybe we can get her, the sooner we can get her introduced and you can hear her voice and
fantastic.
Get her out there. And
Terry, always great to talk with you every Friday.
You have a great weekend.
Doggone it, you beat me to the punch.
Right.
Terry Anderson, president of CHI St. Francis, and Brooke out in talking all sorts of good things going on. We talk with Terry every Friday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Cargill is top paying approximately 1,700 employees at its beef processing facility in Fort Morgan, Colorado, as a labor dispute between